We're in a car recording audio.
Again,
do you remember the last time?
Yeah, we went to see Melanie in Leicester.
Was that the last time?
It was the last time we audio booed from your car. The last time I was in England as well, yeah.
In which case it couldn't have been audio boo, because audio boo's only 2 years old.
Sorry, last time we recorded something together.
That's right, and it was... That must have been after our mum died.
Yep.
And we were kind of going to Melanie as a, I guess, a pilgrimage kind of thing. And Melanie very, very much in her younger years looked, well, she was confused with our mother, or should I say our mother was confused with Melanie. And I must admit, whenever I hear that music now, it always brings a tear to my eye. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Yep.
Yep. That's my brother, Daniel, Danny Payne on Twitter, and he's over from Brazil for how many days?
15.
And you're going to be spending most of it in Wales?
Yep.
he talks a bit more online, otherwise he's a man of few words. I must admit, he's been dozing off in the seat next to me, still jet-lagged. We've been playing tunes and driving the A5 to Hinckley, where my grandmother is waiting. Where he's staying at the moment. He stayed at mine last night and it was really good. Hanging out, buying weird English street sweets, eating all the things that you couldn't eat for the past 2 years, like
blackjacks,
chips, blackjacks, chips,
fish and chips, and pickle,
Branston pickle, yeah, which is weird, the things you miss. I remember I had to post you some. I can't remember what it was. I think I had to post you some Marmite and some digestives.
Digestive biscuits.
£50.
Quid.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. Yeah. What is there anything you're starting to miss from Brazil that you can't get here?
No, well, it's been... I should think if I was here for longer, then I would begin to miss things. But at the moment, I'm trying to get things, obviously, here that I can't get there. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Like... internet access. We spent the whole day looking at your broken MacBook, which turns on when it wants to. It hasn't got a battery that works, but we've managed to operate it without the battery kind of working, and we've put Snow Leopard on it and we've done all kinds of stuff trying to get it to sync your phone, to effectively try and unlock your phone, but it looks like we're just gonna have to go in a phone shop tomorrow and see if they can finish that unlock if it's not working. We've got a MiFi going with a Vodafone SIM in there so that you've at least got a data connection for your iPhone 4 on Wi-Fi. And that's John Cleese telling us to go right on the roundabout. I guess it's a little bit different now as well coming over here compared to last time you were here. I mean, you had a mobile phone last time and that was about it, wasn't it?
Yep.
You're doing that on purpose now.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what you want me to say here.
You say whatever you want. I mean...
Being here this time, I came into the country. Usually I'm really excited to come here, and I was excited to come anyway, but this time it was just a bit weird arriving. I felt more kind of like an outsider coming. It's just short time as well. Usually I come here for 3 months or 6 months or 9 months.
With the whole family?
With the whole family. Came over on my own, and it just seems like just a quick kind of visit, and doesn't feel like I'm coming home at all this time, because it's been a long time, been 3 years, so it's weird.
Plus most of your family and your farm and all the rest of it's over in Brazil, I suppose. But yeah, interesting. I guess how long before England stops feeling like your home country? It sounds like it's already happened.
It's happened, yeah.
It's a weird one.
But it's interesting because when I'm there, I kind of complain about the services and the things that go on there. And, you know, oh, you know, this wouldn't happen in England, da 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 da. I think it put England in a really high stature in my mind. But being here, you know, it's just same old yeah. Crap, really.
Same bureaucracy.
Yeah. You go down to the local town close to Brothers and. You can't get a SIM card for an iPhone. It's like...
It's like Brazil.
Yeah, it's like Brazil.
Yeah, Exactly the same. I don't know, I remember being in certain countries when you go to the shop and there's absolutely nothing in the shop, then you come back and you're completely spoiled for choice. But I guess being away for so long, you know, I got to wonder whether or not England is getting run down. I mean, I guess you don't necessarily have the comparison living in Brazil to come back, but I wonder if over the next few years you'll come back and you'll think that, well, actually, due to all the cuts going on in society here and all you hear about is cuts, we might be, there might be a levelling of the playing fields whereby suddenly our roads are starting to look like Brazilian roads. Although, from what I remember, Brazilian roads are really quite good, some of them.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. One thing people do ask me when I'm in Brazil is, because obviously when I went there I was a foreigner, now I feel like a local there and I'm a foreigner here. People always say, oh, do you like it in Brazil? Are you going to stay? And I did decide that I was going to stay probably 2 years ago when I was planning to come to England. I couldn't come because of an opportunity, a job opportunity came up, and I decided to stay. And they say, do you like it in Brazil? What's the difference? Which do you like more, Brazil or England? And then I always tell the same story. Many people go to England and, you know, America, looking for their dream and looking for a work, job opportunity. They all think it's such a big place. Whereas in effect, England, you can fit England into the state of São Paulo about five times. And the state of São Paulo is maybe one-tenth of the size of the country, so it's a big place there. And obviously the amount of people coming into this country, England, looking for work and taking the jobs and all the cars on the streets, you know, like Christian just said, places, I don't know if it's run down or going to be run down, but
definitely going to get busier.
Yeah, in my mind, for me, I've got more opportunities in Brazil. People are really happy, fun. For sure, they've got problems, big problems everywhere else, but it's just weird. You know, just kind of do feel good there now.
It's definitely definitely interesting to hear your perspective. I've only been to Brazil. I've only been to Brazil once to go and see you. And when I was there, it was pretty vast. And I can see from where you live, you can just not see anybody outside of the family for days. Yeah, we're just stopping here. I need to show Danny somewhere that, there you go, there's a shop here called iNerd. I think they're going to be able to sort the computer out tomorrow. I just wanted to show you where it was. And yeah, we're in Hinckley, not far away. In fact, a few hundred metres, yards, and then we'll be at my grand's house.
Big boo.
A big boo. Got to upload this now.
52 minutes left.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm not going to fill it. I should do some more recording with you. Maybe we can day after tomorrow when we've got some time. We're going to take my grandmother to hospital for a carpal tunnel operation day after tomorrow. So I will be back here tomorrow, London. You'll be mincing around Hinckley, won't you?
Yeah. Wee. It's weird because when the day I arrived, I had to go down to the supermarket for my gran. And it was really cool. I was really excited about it. When I got there, it was, yeah, wow. And there is kind of, you know, everything on offer. Went to the...
When you say everything on offer, you weren't looking for the sales. You just meant you could buy anything you wanted.
Anything you wanted. I was particularly looking for Branson Pickle. But then when I realised... With the money I had in my pocket, and I thought, well, Branson Pickle, yeah, I'm craving for it, but there's so much here, you know.
Yeah.
And I went to the CD place and seen the Xbox and all the different things that you can buy in a supermarket. It's amazing.
Yeah. We are definitely spoiled, and I guess it trivialises a lot of the choice we have as well, because remember where you are, I've had to buy some stuff and send it over because you can't get something like a decent pair of headphones, for example, or something like that. Yeah. You got to travel, well, sometimes fly to get to a shop that does that kind of stuff. Different worlds, and Hinckley is a different planet.
Yeah.